I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. This Happens in Reality, the new fictional film by director Quentin Dupieux. A TV cameraman named Jason, played by Alain Chabat, who's trying to make his debut as a director with a horror film he spent years developing, goes to a movie theater to discover the film he wants to make is already playing there. After failing to dissuade the audience that they should stop watching the film because it hasn't been made yet, Jason calls the producer whose money he's wooing, only to interrupt that producer, Bob, played by Jonathan Lambert, while he's in a meeting with Jason, the cameraman, who wants to be a director and who's presently wooing Bob to fund his film. Neither men are especially put out to discover this particular temporal anomaly, telling the first Jason that he's dreaming. Which may be so, except that when we cut back to that other Jason, he's now relocated into a scene that occurred at the beginning of the film, which in itself may be a part of another film directed by a mercurial director, played by John Glover, who's warring with his producer, Bob, played by Jonathan Lambert. And that's the way it goes with Reality, a film that drives home the irony of its title with sledgehammer finesse. Dream reality folds into film reality, folds into what purports to be reality reality, until it's pointless trying to decipher which from what. Additional plot lines get thrown in. There's a TV chef, played by John Heder, whose debilitating skin condition may or may not be psychosomatic. A grade school principal, played by Eric Wareheim, who's a closet transvestite, a TV pun that may or may not be intentional, and a young girl who happens to be named Reality, played by Kyla Kennedy, who's on a quest to watch a videotape she found in the belly of a wild pig her father killed. And if you can guess what's on that videotape, you win nothing, because it's pretty obvious what's on that tape. I mean, come on, let's not kid ourselves. Now, the director, Quentin Dupieux, who started out as an electronic musician before moving to film, has caught critical flack in the past, mostly being accused of being irredeemably self-indulgent. And it's not an unfair accusation. Subtlety is not his strong suit, clearly. Performances are broad, and despite the fact that the film is set in Hollywood, about half the characters speak French. At least part of the film may be Dupieux's commentary on the Hollywood film system and his own experiences in the industry. The movie Jason wants to make is about megalomaniacal television sets who can make people's heads explode, which sounds a lot like the plot of a previous Dupieux film, Rubber, which was about a megalomaniacal tire that could make people's heads explode. But it's kind of hard to decipher what he wants to say about the film industry or the nature of film itself. That may in fact be deliberate. It may be just what it is, what you see on screen, a Mobius strip of a story that's just there to mess with your mind. Dupieux has previously established the mind bleep as his goal, most clearly in the opening of Rubber, where a character states flat out that things are going to happen for no reason. That seems to attach here as well. It's kind of a comfortable, entitled offshoot of Dada, which in its own way essentially flies in the face of Dada itself. How Dada can you get? And funny thing, I'm okay with that. I run hot and cold on Dupieux. I didn't like another film of his, Wrong, which was a little too broad and self-indulgent, even for me. But here, as with Rubber, the scrambling of realities and the sense that Dupieux is genuinely having fun messing with what a narrative should be is actually something of a rush. And I'm kind of a sucker for such moments as when young Reality, the girl, looks into the camera and says, "I hate this movie," speaking both to director John Glover, who's revealed to be obsessively filming her, and to the unseen Dupieux and the audience as well, as a character frustrated with being trapped in this convoluted reality, there's that word again. Her exasperation may be Dupieux's concession to his critics, but I found Reality a kick, and that's good enough. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are posting these reviews over at my Mighty Movie Podcast website, so check out what you missed by going to mightymoviepodcast.com.